Let's take our Bibles tonight and turn to the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 142. Psalm chapter 142. This is the last in the Maskil Psalms, the Psalms of Instruction. And I was going to kind of be cute tonight and call this message Instruction for a Caveman. I'm sorry, I got tickled at myself. Amen. David's in the cave. He's hiding from Saul in Psalm 142. It's been a blessing to me for many years, but I want to talk to you tonight about some instruction and how to get help in the cave experiences in life. David said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walk, they have privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. By the way, that I had forgotten about it, but God gave me that for a motive with our visiting, that no one would die in Bloomingdale and be able to say, no man cared for my soul. Amen. Think about that.
Amen.
I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Pray with me a moment. Father, thank you tonight for our people. Thank you, Lord, we have a field to work in. Thank you, Lord, that it's not night yet. Lord, you said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day, for the night cometh when no man can work. You told your disciples, Lord, to lift up their eyes and look on the fields, for they're white, all ready to harvest. Lord, I pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into his field. Thank you, God, for our people. Lord, they're precious. And God, you've given us something that's precious. You've given us salvation by your grace. Lord, I pray now tonight that you'll help us in these next few moments. God, to just share truth. And God, I pray it'll be a blessing to our people. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I've got several things here tonight, actually a thing for each verse that God put in my heart. In verse number 1 and verse number 2, we're talking about instruction for the cave experiences in life. And they're going to come. Everything's not a mountain. There are going to be some valleys. There's going to be some dark places. There's going to be some places where you'll feel all alone. But thank God, Jesus said, but I'm not alone. Amen. The Bible said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him, and I showed before him my trouble. The first thing I want to say tonight is we can get help in the cave by being honest. We just need to be honest with God. Amen. We need to pour out our heart to the Lord. David said in Psalm chapter 32, he said, when I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I tell you, thank God, he said, I acknowledge my sin unto thee. And my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. I don't know about you, but generally speaking, when I'm in a dark place, I have to confess my sin too. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? The sin of unbelief, Brother Ralph. The sin of not trusting the God of heaven, amen, with the situation at hand. And I believe tonight that one of the things that God is teaching us here is it's okay just to be honest with God. Amen. And I believe we should be honest with God. Turn to 2 Kings chapter 19 tonight. And I think this is a good example of what the Bible is talking about here. There's another man here tonight that is in a tough place. 2 Kings chapter number 19. The man's name is Hezekiah. And I remember one time years ago when the pastor stood up and asked everyone to turn to the book of Hezekiah. And boy, the pages were just rattling all over the place. Amen. Now, I'll tell you, there are times when you'll hear my pages rattling trying to find one of them minor prophets. Amen. I know about where it's at, but if you're in a hurry, you'll go by it one way, you'll go back by it the other way. Am I right or am I wrong? In 2 Kings chapter number 19, if let's turn back to chapter 18 for just a moment. There's no way on earth I'm going to get done with this tonight, so I'm just going to take my time. We need to be honest with God when you get in that place, that dark place. The Bible said in verse 32 of chapter 18, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of corn and wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of oil and olive and of honey, that you may live and not die. And hearken not unto Hezekiah when he persuadeth you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. You know what Rabshakeh is doing? He's telling them, don't you listen to that man of God. Amen. You know, I believe the same thing's going on today. Say amen.
Amen.
The world and the forces of evil are saying, don't you listen to that Bible preaching. Don't you listen to that man of God. Don't you listen to that Christian mother. Don't you listen to that Christian father. And he said in verse 33, hath any of the gods of the nations delivered at all his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and of Arpad? These are victories that he had already won. Where are the gods of, you can see it there, Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva? Have they delivered Samaria out of mine hand? Who are they among all the gods of the countries that they have delivered their country out of mine hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of mine hand? But the people held their peace and answered him not a word. For the king's commandment was saying, answer him not. Then came Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household of Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder, to Hezekiah with their clothes rent, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. If you'll stay with me a minute, you're going to understand this. David in the cave was being honest with God. Hezekiah is getting some bad news now. The king of Assyria is coming after him, amen, and coming after God's people. Watch what he says. When King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. Thank God he knew where to go. Amen. A lot of times when people get in a dark place, they go away from the house of the Lord. They go away from prayer. They go away from the Scripture. But here's a man that knew where he could get some help. He's going down to God's house. And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, the elders and the priests, and covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble. Again, I just want to stop and say this. These TV preachers that talk about God's people never being in trouble, never being in a dark place, never being in a cave, I don't even think they've read their Bible. Say amen. Hezekiah's God's man. Amen. Isaiah's God's man. This day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. And Isaiah said unto them, Thus shall you say to your master, Go back and tell Hezekiah this. Thus saith the Lord, Be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, which our servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I like that word now, don't you? Amen. Looky there. Brother Ralph, if I had it to do over again, I told my wife today, I said I'd have named that sermon in honor of Brother Jack and called it Looky There. Amen. That's what he used to say all the time. Amen. Looky there. Behold, he said, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libnah, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And when he had heard say of Tirhaka, the king of Ethiopia, behold, he has come out to fight against thee, he sent messengers again unto Hezekiah, saying, Thus shall you speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, Let not thy God, in whom thou trustest, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into thy hand, into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly, and shalt thou be delivered? By the way, let me just say this. They were brutal. I'm telling you, in their warfare, they were absolutely brutal. The Assyrians were to be feared as far as the flesh goes and as far as the things of this world. He said, and they're trying to sow doubt now in Hezekiah's life. This is Rabshakeh sending a message. Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Goshen and Haran and Rezeph, and the children of Eden, which were in Thelasar? That sounds like the name of a new electric car, don't it? Amen. But anyway, where is the king of Hamath and the king of Arpad and the king of the city of Sepharvaim of Hena and Iva? Now watch this. Here's what we're getting to. David in Psalm 142, beloved, he's honest with God. Here's a man, the king of Judah, Hezekiah. He's got a word from Isaiah, from the man of God, and then he's got a letter from the enemy. Yeah. I'm telling you, there's a decision to be made here. Am I going to believe the word from the man of God, or am I going to believe the word of the enemy? I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of God's people today living in defeat because they're listening to the enemy instead of listening to the Lord. Watch this now. And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And what did Hezekiah do with it? And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord. I love it, brother. And he spread it out before the Lord. Amen. You say, Pastor, what should we do when we get in that dark place, when we get in that cave? Be honest with God. Spread it out before the Lord. He already knows it anyway, amen. And bear your heart to him. Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art God, even thou alone, and all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear. Hear, open, Lord, thine eyes, and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands and have cast their gods into the fire. But you see, there was a difference in their gods. And Hezekiah's God, their gods were dead, but Hezekiah's God was alive. That's good, the week of Easter, amen. Our God is alive. He's on the throne. Watch what he said.
but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, watch this. I love this. Man, oh man, oh man, what a motive. What a motive to be honest with God in the cave. Watch this. Now therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us. But he's not done. Out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know. All the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. That's a pure motive, amen. God, help me in this dark place. God, help me in this cave. And by the way, beloved, our testimony is carrying 100 times more weight when it's coming out of that dark place than when it's coming out of the mountain. Years ago, I remember well hearing the song, the God on the mountain, he's still God in the valley. A lot of people get in a valley, beloved, and you think their God done dried up and died. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, you're talking about the song, Fanny Crosby, that we sang a while ago. I mean, she could have just dried up on the vine, blinded as a child. No, God let her see things, beloved, that people that could see couldn't see.
Amen.
Because she stayed by the stuff, and she stayed in there with the Lord. Ain't that a blessing tonight? Be honest with God and you'll get the help that you need. Amen. Be honest with God. Then we're not only going to see the instruction about being honest, but we're going to find here that we can be heard. Watch what the Bible said. Let's turn back over there to Psalms chapter number 142. I'm telling you tonight, thank God we can be honest. But we can also know there's a God in heaven that's listening. We can be heard. Amen. Thank the Lord for that tonight. Look at verse number 3. He said in verse 2, I poured out my complaint before him. You know what the devil tries best to do? Listen to me tonight. I'm going to get to this later in the message. But we do have an enemy. David had an enemy. Saul was his enemy. Amen. Saul hated him. Saul was jealous of him. And the Bible said jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Amen. But watch what he said here. He said, I poured out my complaint before him. I showed him my trouble. And then the Bible said here, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I have walked, where I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I'm going to tell you tonight, the Bible is teaching us here in verse number 3 that God is hearing the prayer of David. And God hears the prayers of his people. Amen. The Bible said, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. David had to know that he was being heard. You know what I believe the devil will do? I believe you can even pour out your heart to God. I believe you can even get in a place where you can't say anything, where prayers without words, probably some of the best praying we ever do, when we can't even get it out. But I tell you, getting his presence and the Holy Spirit of God to take that, amen, to the throne of God. And we can know that we've been heard. The Bible said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. I'm telling you, beloved, in those dark places, we forget these verses. Jeremiah said, call unto me. I will show thee my great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I'm telling you, beloved, when we're in that cave, we wonder if there is any more great and mighty things. Amen. But there are. There are. I believe in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. He said, then will I hear from heaven. That's God that said that. He said, I will hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal their land. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. That's why every one of us ought to be praying for sinners. You don't even have to wonder, are you praying in the will of God? Amen. When you're praying for a lost person, beloved, it's not His will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Bible said in Timothy, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. When I pray for Ethan, I'm telling you, this young man that's been coming, I don't have to ask God, God, if it's your will. I'm just saying, God, save my buddy. Amen. Save that young man. Amen. Help him to see his need of Jesus. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. You remember when Paul, he was in that place dealing with that thorn in the flesh. And no one knows for sure what that thorn was. He had a bad eye disease. I think the name of it was ophthalmia. They said his eyes bulged. I don't believe Paul was much to look at. I don't believe he was a very big man. But I tell you, he carried a big stick. Amen. He carried the gospel. Amen. And Paul was one that preached with power and demonstration of the blessed Holy Ghost. And Paul had that thorn in his flesh. I never had heard this before, but my pastor that I was saved under, Brother Bud Wishon, he believed the thorn was the revelation. I don't know about that. You see, he caught Paul up into the third heaven, and Paul come back down here, and then God told him, you can't tell it. Because he said, they'll make a God out of you. They'll exalt you above measure, amen. Well, how'd you like to be caught up to heaven, come back down here and couldn't tell nothing about it? I'm telling you, amen. I can't imagine, because every time God shows me something in that book, I can't wait to tell somebody. My wife will tell you half the time before I ever get in the pulpit, I've done laid it on her, amen. Amen. I'm just telling you, I love this book, and when God shows me something, I just can't wait. Amen. Paul couldn't tell it. My pastor thought the thorn was this. He said every time Paul got up, there was a messenger of Satan to buffet him. He believed that thorn was that messenger saying, tell it. Tell it. Tell it. Tell it. Every time he got up. And so what did Paul do? He prayed that God would take it away. Ain't that right? He besought the Lord three times that God would remove it. And to be honest with you, I can understand that. I'd rather just remove the revelation. Amen. As they have to, somebody gouging me every time I get up. Tell it. Tell it. Tell it. So that, beloved, he would have been lifted up instead of the Savior being lifted up. And that was my pastor's idea. But no one knows for sure what the thorn was. But what we do know for sure is this. God said, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to remove it. But I'm going to give you grace. Hallelujah. I believe the reason God done that, it don't matter what the thorn is. It don't matter what cave you're in. It don't matter how dark it is. Our God will give us grace. And he said, I want you to remember something. When you're so weak, you can't raise your hand. Listen, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Amen. Thank God we can know in that dark place, we need to be honest and we're going to be heard. The God of heaven, beloved, will hear us. Well, it's after 8 o'clock already and we need to have a visitation meeting.